This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Lately, I've been talking about God's greatness, and today I'm thinking about how we have to see this greatness sometimes before we experience it. And as Joshua is preparing his men to conquer town after town, he's telling them in advance, "Today you will know the living God is among you." And when I was reading this passage, I began to visualize Joshua is my tour guide, and he's telling me what to expect over the next several hours on this tour with him. And I am now visualizing myself of what this is going to look like. So first he tells them that God has selected these priests to go before them, and they will be carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And they are to stay about a half a mile ahead, but these are the people who will be leading them on their journey. Then he tells them that even though it's harvest season, which means the Jordan River will be overflowing, as soon as the priests put their feet in the water, it will cause the water to go upstream ahead of them so that everyone in the group can cross the Jordan River. The key point, though, that he continues to emphasize to them is he wants them to think of this and to see this. And so the next time you're feeling challenged with envisioning how God is actually going to make a way in your life, cling to this timeless Bible verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, see it and believe it. It's on the way to you.